We were talking to Geraldine McGrattan earlier. Her uncle Hugh, Father Hugh Mullen, was among the people who were shot dead in Ballymurphy in West Belfast in 1971 by British soldiers, and who an inquest has now found were entirely innocent and whose deaths were unjustified. She was telling us of her relief and pride in the coroner finding that her uncle was a peacemaker, that she was at peace. Let's talk now with Dennis Bradley, who in 2009, along with the former Church of Ireland Primate Dr. Robin Eames, chaired the consultative group on the past and put together a report into dealing with legacy issues. Dennis Bradley, good morning again.
Good morning.
How do you reflect on what happened yesterday?
Well, firstly, I am delighted for the family, for the families involved. I've known some of them over the years, met many of them, and I think that this has been coming, and I think it is well justified. The very thorough findings on this, very clear findings on this. I think perhaps some of your listeners wouldn't be aware that this really is part and parcel. It's an accompaniment to the Bloody Sunday situation. And in many ways, you have some parallels happening here because it was the same militaristic mentality that brought about Ballymurphy that also brought about Bloody Sunday. And you had some of the same findings in the sense that all the people involved were found innocent.
Just on that, Dennis Bradley, sorry, some of the families actually said that if what happened at Ballymurphy had been properly investigated at the time, that Bloody Sunday wouldn't have happened. Well, what do you think?
Well, if we had proper politics perhaps at the time, Bloody Sunday might never have happened, because what we were dealing with was the allowance of a militaristic mentality to actually move into the situation, which allowed paratroopers to come in, or brought paratroopers in. And of course, the minute you do that, you're into killings, you're into a kind of bloody mentality that's going to teach people lessons and so forth. All of that adds up and together. So I'm delighted that this has now come to an end for those families, come to an end in the sense that they have proved after 50 years, which is quite disgraceful that we've only come to it after 50 years, actually, that those people were innocent. But there are ramifications in this, and it will play itself out over the next weeks and months.
As you said, I mean, it took 50 years and the longest inquest in Northern Ireland for the Ballymurphy families to clear the names of their loved ones. And on the same day, another British government in another Queen's speech is suggesting laws to deal with the past. It's over a decade now since your lengthy work on legacy was published and put away. Will this ever be dealt with, in your view?
Well, hard to answer that question. One despairs sometimes about all of this. I think that some people want the past forgotten about, and other people want the past to be very present. There are many views on it, but the one constant in this is that the past does not go away, and it keeps playing into our politics, and it keeps playing into our perceptions of each other. It keeps playing into our relationships with each other, particularly at the moment, a poor relationship between the Irish and British governments, which is probably not going to help in our ability to achieve something. But I think actually yesterday, one of the ironies yesterday was that some of the relatives said that it was very insensitive and poor taste to actually put the two things out on the one day. And that is true if you look at it from one perspective. But from another, actually, I think it will be interesting that the thrust of what is happening within Westminster at the moment, from a small group of people who just want to deal with the affairs of former soldiers, I think their thrust, their wishes, their political desires will be to some degree hindered by what happened yesterday, because it's very hard to go ahead and say there will be a statute of limitation or an amnesty only for soldiers, but not for anybody else within this. I think that will be more difficult after what happened yesterday, after the coroner's findings. So in some ways, I think yesterday plays into the bigger issue around the past and how we're going to go forward. On the statute of limitation, I think that there actually is, there will be a very strong emotional reaction from victims, from politicians, perhaps even from the Irish government on that. I would actually say to people, to all those people, to have a look at it. Don't jump in too strong on the emotional side of this. There actually is an argument for a statute of limitation, but only within the context of solving the overall situation of the past, of grabbing it and dealing with it with truth and with a certain dignity and appreciation of the terrible hurts that have been done and the terrible wrongs that were done over all the years that the last it. But as picking it out and saying, this is for our soldiers or this is for our constituency only, that in some ways only adds to the grief and to the hurt. So there is an opportunity, I think, going forward, okay. whether it's grabbed or not, whether there is the political ability to actually walk through this very difficult territory, that remains an open question.
Dennis Bradley, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. It's